government, bureaucrats, and politicians like Bernie Sanders, who control trillions and trillions of dollars, steal it from the taxpayer, redistribute it to their base, redistribute it to the purposes that they want to spend it on. And I would say this to Bernie Sanders. How do you think we get electricity and light bulbs and automobiles and oil and air conditioning and heating? How the hell do you think we'd use lumber and steel and aluminum? It's called capitalism. Bernie hates the Industrial Revolution, as most Marxists do. They hate material wealth unless they can redistribute it. These billionaires have shown us that we still, in America, red-blooded Americans, are technologically advanced. We are on the cutting edge. The only way the communist Chinese can get anywhere is by stealing our technology and trying to work on it. So Bernie Sanders needs a new model. He should put the old Soviet model aside, the old communist Chinese model aside, and wake up. Wake up to the fact that this is or supposed to be a free country, a capitalist country, where profit matters, where hard work matters, right. Wealth creation matters.
And you know what? In fact, we talked about it just very briefly. I just touched on it, and maybe we'll expand on it a little later on the program, that Jeff Bezos and Sir Richard Branson, what they've done going into space, even if for 4 hours or whatever it is, or 4 minutes, the fact is that that is the essence of capitalism. And it proves, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that capitalism does work. In fact, we brought you this a couple of years ago, where young people don't believe that the capitalism works. And there's polling out there that says our young people would rather live under socialism than capitalism. They don't believe in capitalism anymore. But what happened the other day with Jeff Bezos was just incredible. Stuff actually worked. All of these rockets fired when they were supposed to fire. I mean, it was incredible. And that is what we're facing right now. The whole dilemma of is capitalism still viable in America? I contend that it is. I think millions of us believe that. And socialism never, ever works. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. By the way, you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A lot of orange cones out there, and where am I talking about? Pretty much everywhere. On the Beltway, for sure, you're bumper-to-bumper, 215 eastbound at Green Valley, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Those lane restrictions are causing that slowing through there. Also, backups on the 15 northbound at Silverado Ranch. The right lanes are blocked there. Some police activity going on. Also, your slow 15 southbound at Owens. That bridge reconstruction work, which is going to be taking place over the course of the next year plus, is slowing things down on the 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. And the two left lanes close at 8 o'clock tonight due to construction. That's 15 northbound at Spring Mountain.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. City Council members in Oakland voted 6-1 in favor of a non-binding term sheet for the Athletics' proposed waterfront ballpark. However, that doesn't really mean much of anything because the term sheet was one that had some things added to it that the A's really hadn't gotten an opportunity to look at and are not in agreement with. So it does not seem like they are very much closer to a new ballpark in Oakland. Las Vegas is the leading candidate to get the A's if they do end up moving out of Oakland. The Las Vegas Aviators, they pick up a 4-3 win against El Paso yesterday. They're off today. They'll open up a series in Salt Lake coming up tomorrow. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs three 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are we getting a Major League Baseball franchise, better known as the Oakland A's? We still don't know. But I tell you what, the outlook is looking much brighter than it may have yesterday morning. And gentlemen, Jim, you've been following this story like crazy. It was a vote that looked like a yes vote, but according to the A's officials, it's actually a no vote. And so now, a fourth visit to Las Vegas. This thing is looking better and better every day.
It is for us. If you want Major League Baseball here in Southern Nevada, it is looking good because the Oakland A's, they don't like what the counter proposal was from the Oakland City Council. And it basically, like you alluded to, it's basically a no vote there in Oakland. They are looking at six different locations on paper, you would think, but technically they've only looked at one city for the relocation, and that's right here in Las Vegas. And of course, we have a leg up in a couple of areas besides all the area that we have around. 20 different sites is what they are looking at. And they're trying to whittle that down if indeed they do move here. But the AAA team, the Aviators, also is affiliated with the Oakland A's. And the thing is, Kevin, is our Aviators, the AAA team, at least as of late, is outdrawing the Major League team in Oakland. We're getting about 10,000 people out there at the Las Vegas ballpark to watch the Aviators. And the A's have only been averaging about 6,000 or 7,000 people at Oakland Coliseum, so you could see that they could play their games here at the Las Vegas ballpark. And I don't know what they're going to do with the Aviators. Probably move them to Cashman or maybe another area. But it wouldn't be the first time that a major league team and the minor league team are in the same area. And, of course, we're doing that with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Exactly, yeah. And Henderson Silver Knights.
And the Silver Knights, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you look at it that way, it's very, very possible. But the way I see it is they're not really looking at any other city right now other than Las Vegas, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, you take a look at the way the Raiders just, they picked up right where they left off. And I think a lot of the people are probably happy that they are in the state of Nevada. You want to talk about taxes? Well, Derek Carr, of course, signed a $125 million contract, the quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders. And they say by virtue of moving from California to Nevada, over the course of his contract, he's going to save over $11 million just in taxes alone.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. No, that's incredible. And every major league player that's a member of the A's will end up getting that same benefit by moving to from a heavily taxed state, the People's Republic of California, and a no-tax state,
right,
Nevada.
Big difference. And, of course, these guys, they don't just sign a couple million-dollar contracts anymore. They sign these long-term, over $100 million deals, and there's going to be a lot of people that will benefit from that. Of course, California has had an exodus of not only professional sports teams, but a lot of people. First time, can you imagine, since 1850, California has consistently been the land where people travel to from other states to start a new life. Now it's just the opposite. More people are moving out of the state of California than are moving in for the first time in, 170 years. It's amazing.
That is incredible. Gentleman Jim Dallas has it all covered for us on the other side of the glass. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It falls under the heading of probably the best audio of the week, and we're only to Wednesday. That's what's incredible about this. This is from yesterday. This is Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul at a Senate hearing, and it got nasty and it got personal. And in fact, let me let you listen to Dr. Fauci versus Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky. Here it is.
Do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th, where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
So
what was, let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's
okay, you get
NIH,
one person.
Let's read from the NIH
Chair,
definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to, well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent.
This committee will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is molecularly.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That is
can't
not.
Get away from it. It meets your definition and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to result
they are. No
in
one's
SARS-CoV-2. viruses caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Don't you just love that? The other clip, and I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in real quick for audio soundbite of the week. Is Lindsey Graham. He was on with, this is with Hannity last night. And he gives a hint on the GOP strategy on this illegal immigration bill that they're thinking now of putting that into the infrastructure bill and just kind of dumping it in there. This is Lindsey Graham with the GOP strategy from Hannity last night.
So I've been dealing with illegal immigration for 15 years, and what have I learned? If you have policies that incentivize illegal immigration, you'll get more of it. If you have policies that deter illegal immigration, you'll get less. The dumbest idea in all of Washington would be to grant amnesty in an infrastructure bill without first securing the border. You would have an invasion beyond what you have today. If we legalized 100,000 people or 1 million people in the infrastructure bill, there would be a run on our border because everybody would get the message, they're legalizing people in America, let's go and let's go now. You have to secure the border before you grant one person legal status. If you don't, you will lose control of America, of our sovereignty.
Well, it's amnesty behind all of this. You've tried to be a part of these bipartisan discussions. Democrats, though, in many ways, I see them saying, oh, well, we got a bipartisan bill on human infrastructure, and then they'll use reconciliation to get everything else they want. Are you going to allow that to happen?
Well, so I said a couple of days ago that if they put amnesty into $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill that's got nothing to do with infrastructure, it's big government, higher taxes, but if they put amnesty in that bill, I would try to deny them a quorum to pass that bill. It's a 50-50 Senate, and the vice president doesn't count toward a quorum. So a lot of people have pushed back to me, to my Republican colleagues, what are we going to do if they load up the $3.5 trillion, it's really $5 trillion infrastructure bill, with mail-in voting and with amnesty? What is our response? If you don't like my idea, come up with one of your own. If we don't fight back as hard as we can, they're destroying the Senate as I speak. They're going to lead to an illegal immigrant invasion like we've never seen in the history of the country. So my idea is do anything and everything possible to stop this before it happens. Let the Democrats know that if you put illegal immigrants in the reconciliation bill, then we as Republicans will use everything available to us, including denying your quorum.
There you go. Denying them a quorum is a technical way of doing it. I mean, the folks in Texas, the legislators in Texas, they just fled the state. At least this is Republicans doing the same thing. I think it's a great idea. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. You got to see that. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line today on Hump Day, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely hate Congressman Eric Swalwell, who is just a very vocal guy. He is on the House Intelligence Committee and shouldn't be. This was Tucker Carlson last night talking about Congressman Eric Swalwell and saying he's misusing campaign funds. This is serious ethics stuff.
Eric Swalwell has a problem with money. Shocked? You shouldn't be. Like so many progressives, Swalwell's deepest desire is to live like a rich guy out of some movie. And that's difficult on a congressman's salary, so corners get cut. Here's the latest example of that. Campaign finance records obtained by Fox News show that Eric Swalwell spent thousands in campaign contributions. That's money he raised to run for office, money he is prohibited by federal law from spending on himself. He spent that money on expenses that seem suspiciously like personal luxuries. Those would include limo rides, booze deliveries, high-end steakhouses. And some of those expenditures appear very clearly to be for personal use. And again, that's illegal. For example, one order at the alcohol delivery service Drizzly was for under $10. Was that a campaign event? No. The man just wanted his tequila sunrise and he wanted it now. And so the donors paid for it. Most interestingly, on the disclosure form, more than $20,000 of Eric Swalwell's campaign expenditures went to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Half Moon Bay, California. Now, weirdly, or maybe not so weirdly, Eric Swalwell's wife is an executive at that very hotel. So clever members of Congress, the honest ones, don't do things like that. And when they do things like that, they tend to get in very deep trouble. In fact, it was just 2 years ago that Congressman Duncan Hunter of San Diego, same state, different party, pleaded guilty in federal court to stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign funds that he and his wife used for personal expenses. He went to jail for 11 months. Then in 2013, you'll also recall, Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife, both Democrats, went to prison for the same thing. Now, we're not saying Eric Swalwell should be charged with sleeping with a Chinese spy or for misusing campaign funds. But we do know that under the standards that Eric Swalwell himself has laid out, we're going to need an immediate federal investigation, possibly a special counsel.